Welcome to Crossroads and welcome to our series Off the Grid. One of the coolest things that happened to Crossroads over the last couple years is thousands and thousands of people have gone off the grid. They've gone to land the Crossroads has purchased with our I'm In commitments and our I'm In giving that helps us connect with one another, helps us connect with nature, helps us push ourselves, get outside of ourselves. The very first camp experience we did was called Man Camp. And man, thousands of guys have encountered Man Camp in various forms, and you're gonna be able to see this today. You're gonna see guys wrestling with stuff that you just don't wrestle with when you're in civilization. If you're a guy, this would be a great thing for you. Maybe you say, I'm not a camper, I've never been to Man Camp. You're gonna see what it's like today, and you're gonna see this is for you. Maybe you're a woman, you're going, I really have no interest in going to a Man Camp. Well, good, because you're not invited. But you might actually find you learn something about the opposite sex. You might have a man in your life. You might want a man in your life. You might learn a little bit how men tick today. And beyond that, as human beings, all of us share things in common. So no matter who you are, no matter what your station in life is, I think you're gonna get a lot out of this and understanding what God wants to do in you.
All right, I need to get this video done. People are gonna say I'm a slacker when it comes to this, but my name's Ray Stolarski. I'm a retired podiatrist, also a retired firefighter, but I still continue to work part-time on the fire department. Marital status, presently going through a divorce. I try and do the best I can with what I've got.
Do you have anything else? All I have is a small little flask for the bourbon. I mean, or I could bring that entire bottle.
That's a huge bottle.
I've been working on it for a couple months.
You've been working on it all the way here?
Yeah.
Peter! This is going to be my first man camp. A couple of the guys on the team I know from previous, so I'm looking forward to it, looking for a new experience.
My name is Carol A. Todd II, also known as Chip Todd. 46 years old, I am married to a beautiful angel by the name of Janet. I am a Cincinnati police officer, and I'm also on our SWAT team. Yeah, a badass.
You are a handsome man.
Stop it.
You are just handsome.
I got a six-person.
I would describe myself as a fun-loving bear. One that if you feed me, I'm your best friend. If you try to pet me, I'll probably cut your head off. What I'm nervous about, I'm nervous that I will see some flaws within myself that I am not happy about.
You're just six.
Our group is showing up and we've got all kinds of backgrounds. My son-in-law is also in the group, so this will be a unique experience.
Is he a good son-in-law?
He's okay.
Hey, Andre. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, this is the last guy. Andre.
This is him. This is the mysterious Andre.
Hello, my name is Andres Andorino. Friends call me Andre. 35 years old, single. My family from Guatemala. I'm very laid back, almost too laid back. I mean, when they play the Man Camp commercials and all the guys would go there, I was never attracted to that. But when I started helping out with the coffee at Crossroads, Lou really started mentioning about Man Camp and he invited me to be in his group. And I was like, cool, man. If you're gonna invite me to your group, yeah, I'll go.
Sorry guys for coming late, I apologize.
So guys, man, we're ready, man. I'm just excited to be with you guys and hang out with you guys, man. Get to know a couple of you guys better and maybe make some new friends, some lifelong friends, so.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. Everybody ready?
Yep. Ready. Yeah.
Are you guys going to Man Camp?
Yes, yeah, are you?
We are you?
Can hey, we go, join you?
Go deep, go deep.
We have to walk far too, don't we?
Thinking it's gonna be a mile in.
laughing at?
I'm just kind of going into this with an open mind, and I just hope I meet some people that are just trying to be on the same path to just be a better person, hopefully a more godly person. You know, I've kind of got away from that.
Let's pick up some speed.
I'm already sweating.
You gotta loosen it up.
Stop me from swaying. Why am I swaying all over the place, Alex?
You got a lot of shenanigans going on.
Yeah, you're
not
balanced.
Welcome, man, and it's so good to have you here at Man Camp. Did you manscape? Are you manscaping? You shave your chest. You do. You know, it's good when a man is self-confident enough to say that he shaves his chest. Very, very impressive group of manly men, an amalgamation of manly men who are going to be moist with sweat.
Give me the blue bag.
Yeah, it's hard, man, when you got... Try putting that strap across your shoulder.
Like this.
You good?
This puts the FU in fun, doesn't it, huh?
It does.
Yeah, it does.
It seems like a good spot, guys.
I really like to camp. You know, you pick out your campsite, you pick out the spot you're gonna put your tent, and it's like that's your home for the next couple nights. It's just a great reminder that I don't need all the crap that I've got at home.
I'm not a camper. Listening to crickets, listening to bugs, having something crawl on me, not my forte of things that I wanna do. When you're at home, you live in the comforts of your home and you have a bed that's got a pillow top mattress and the temperature is the way you want it to be, and God and nature is a little different.
This is my tent.
You guys get a little private tour of my tent. First things first, important, dude wipes. Because a dude's got a wipe. You know what I mean?
My little vestibule.
This is, as you might find it unbelievable, a two-man tent. So I always say that if there's two people in here, they better be married. Chip, he was supposed to bring the tortillas, and after several attempts, didn't confirm he was bringing tortillas. So we get here, and he's got tortillas, and since I never heard from him, I brought two packs of tortillas. So guess who's packing this out? Chip.
I have never felt the Holy Spirit in a church or anywhere else as purely, as strongly, and as viscerally as I have at Man Camp. Like, that sounds super churchy and weird and soft, but it is anything but if you see it in this context. It's amazing.
So I just want to help you get the most out of your time. Few things. Number one is this. You're off. You're off from your job that may not be going very well right now. You're off from problems that are happening in your house right now. You're off. Yeah. Number two, your vices are welcome here. Your vices are welcome. We're not encouraging anyone to pick up new vices or do this, but here's what I know is, you know, if you do Marlboro Reds at home on your back deck, you do them here. If you like having a couple cocktails, you have your couple cocktails here. We aren't judging you. We aren't overlooking you. If we see you getting out of control because you can't handle your liquor, then other men are going to say, hey, dude, man, this like isn't junior high. All right, that's enough. Let's bring up the mastermind behind our ceremonies, Judd Watkins.
Hey, so one important part about the vices is, those are legal vices, legal vices. All right, last thing I've got to say, and then everybody can just head back to their campfire. I don't care how you got here. If you're the guy that's standing out there that's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Drop that right now. Lean into this thing. If this thing sucks, if you don't get anything out of it, that's on you. Not us, not anybody else. So lean into it, make the most of it. It's gonna be powerful if you let it be, okay? Hit your campfires, we'll see you at the pond in the morning. Thanks.
Friendships, I think, with dudes are usually not used to being open about how we feel or the things that we're into. Everybody here, all of us, have things that we're dealing with,
And my hope is that by the end of main camp, that these guys are open and actually allow people into that space. When I personally do that, there is like hope, there's freedom, there's joy on the other side of that. And what my experience is, guys get around a fire at nighttime here at main camp. And once a few guys start to talk and share a few things, other guys are more open and they start to share.
So then arena football to what?
Arena football to selling shoes, to bank manager, to police officer.
You guys, I was a cop for a year and a half. It sucked. It sucked. You do your job, people hate you. You don't do your job, they hate you.
Well, how many kids do you have?
Two.
Two.
And just found out we're pregnant with number three.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations, man.
And at the same time, she's also not going to be employed here soon. Oh. So it's a lot of fun at the Zimmer household. A lot of, I would say, stress. Like in a normal situation, that would be very stressful, but it's kind of fun and exciting. I feel like I don't have many standing on a cliff, taking a step off moments. And I feel like this is one.
You know, when you're 18, 20, 21, you're getting out of college, you feel like you've got everything under control and you feel like you've got it all figured out. And I'll tell you what, like right now, I feel like I've got nothing figured out.
So Kelly and I have been married 11 years. And, you know, ever since I was younger, I also had like a problem with pornography and stuff. I just felt God just like gently nudging me and saying like, you've got to open your mouth. I was terrified. Obviously it's a hard thing to share and it's something that any woman should never have to hear, but she showed me a lot of grace and I'm incredibly grateful for that.
I had retired from my practice 3 years ago. May of this year, my wife said to me that she wanted a divorce. We had seven, one boy and six girls, and we took vacations together, the whole family, grandkids, all the kids, 26 years in a row. I mean, Christmas and Thanksgiving were extra special, and all of that's gone now. So what I've been doing is working my ass off, because it gets mighty lonely at home. Yeah, I don't know, maybe a week ago, I was just bitching to myself, really. But God heard, and it's like he gave me an answer, and it was wah, 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 you know? It's like, really, you know, you got your health, and you'll survive this. I never thought something like this would happen. Did I screw up at times? Yeah. And at the same time, she screwed up. But I never felt it was anything that the two of us together couldn't resolve. And so that's why I'm here.
Glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here too, man.
I thought it was a really powerful, special night. I was just impressed. I mean, I just thought we were gonna sit down and introduce ourselves, and we just got right at it.
How'd you sleep?
Good. Chip's out there answering the proverbial question, does a bear shit in the woods?
Yeah. No, he's answering, having to like not shit on myself.
How'd it go?
Come on, brother.
I felt the earth shake.
That's all we needed.
I just sleep, Chip.
Sleep? I slept good, guys. Huh? Turned off my 50-inch TV. Went to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. Andre is,
we lost a man.
Oh, no, he went to take it, though.
Yeah.
You need water? I'm here for you guys. I'm here for all of you.
Every time they say Roxanne, you're gonna do a burpee, so you gotta be lifting.
Hey, I'll let you know when he says it, okay? In case if you're not paying attention, got you. Right now. I told you right now. Keep going. Let's go again. Come on, get down. Come on, one more time, one more time. I told you, I love this song. This is great. One more time. Man. One more.
What'd you think about last night?
I thought it was really cool, man. I mean, I'm so used to at work, like, I only let so many people in. You know, I probably only talk to, like, 2 or 3 guys, like, about real stuff. And even then, I don't even talk about the stuff they were talking about. And I think it surprised me how some of them, they put it out there. You know, it kind of helped me almost want to bring out my side, you know, like, for them to know that I'm being real with them, too.
Okay, what do we got? We ready to rock some coals here?
Everyone good on coffee this morning?
I'm ready.
Absolutely.
So right now we're just getting to know each other, you know, to hear some things, some different stories, some small talks, so that way we can figure out, is it okay to talk to this guy? You know, is it okay to listen to this guy?
The worst part is you're supposed to be the leader of the family, and you come crashing down with something that occurs and it affects the whole family. And family structure will never be the same. So.
Seeing two people you love so much hurt so much, it's just, yeah, it's awful. But I'm just proud of him for the fact that he showed up in the first place. I know this is way out of his comfort zone, something that he honestly pushed back on at first and didn't want to come here, but I'm so glad he did. I feel like I know him better. I know him in a way that we typically don't share with each other. I'm proud of the man you are, and we're in this together, you know? Love you.
For those of us who are first responders, I believe we are skeptical of dealing with people. Because on the job, you know, we deal with some people who I'm not gonna open up and tell you anything about me. So we sometimes take that into our home lives to where we're not talking to our wives, we're not talking to our kids. It's real standoffish because of that's, you know, what we've done 8 hours, 10 hours of that day. And then you get here and then you find there's 3 or 4 police officers that are amongst you, and then you're like, hey, I got somebody I can relate to. So it makes it easier for me to be a little more transparent because I know the guys that are in my group have walked my walk, and I can now let that guard down and say, this is who I am.
Some of us came in here with shrapnel stuck in our chest. We limped in here. We limped in here maybe physically, or we limped in here emotionally. We limped in here spiritually. And we want to come around you right now, and I want to give you a chance to be bold. If you felt like you came in here today and you just had an arrow in your back, shrapnel in your chest, I want to ask you and invite you to make a strong move and stand so we can stand with you. Just stand right now if you felt you're one of those people who's on the edge. We're going to pray for these guys right now.
God, I just lift up Ray. God, I just feel like he was cruising and has been blindsided. God, I want you to remind Ray that you are his foundation.
All right, right now, as warriors, you can keep praying, but as warriors, let's go ahead and sing this with new zest. Let's allow our voices to lift to heaven, and let's pray for each other and these guys. God, we want a new day, God. We want a new day. In many ways, my relationship with my dad didn't set me up to understand my relationship with my heavenly dad. In fact, when we talk about God being good or God being a father, some of us have no frame of reference for that at all because we've never had a father. Others of us, he hurt us. He was jacked. He was absent. He was uncaring.
And so if God's a father, that means he's jacked, he's absent, he's uncaring, and maybe that's why I have all of this pain in my life. Man camp is about you knowing that you have a heavenly father who watches you, who loves you, who loves your quirks, who understands your issues and accepts you anyway. And Jesus, when he goes to the cross, he sets up your justice. So in the rest of your life to come, you are good with God. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you will do because Jesus took care of you. You are good. You're going to be good with God. Just to start us off in man camp, we're end this little session. We're going to give you time with your dad alone. If you just want to walk for an hour and talk with God in the woods, great. Just get you and God in a way that you could hear from him. All right, now starts solitude. We'll see you.
So the MASH tent is the special sauce of man camp. It's just a tent full of guys with a heart for Jesus that are there to pray for you, process with you, help you handle the stuff you've been dealing with. And I mean praying in like an authoritative, manly, powerful way. And it really takes the experience just to the next level.
Later on, I said to her, I said, you know, you could have sucker punched me. It wouldn't have had the effect that that had on me.
So many people have said to me, you know, good things will come out of this. And you wonder, are you crazy? Good things are going to come out of this? It's just the fact that it hurts so damn bad. After I got done with the MASH tent, I was emotionally spent. You know, when talking with them, I just gave it everything that I was dealing with. Lou gave me a hug after I came out of the MASH tent that lifted my spirits, which were down in the dumps at that point in time.
I'm happy you're here, man. I'm happy to be part of the team with you, brother. I really am. I really am, man.
Are you in the thing? All right, sweet. Is it going well so far?
Yeah. So how was your solitude?
We got that quality time that you don't ever get when you're at home. You know, it's always a distraction, some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And here with that solitude time, there's no distraction, zero. Yeah. You know, it was you, nice comfy chair, some M&Ms, and me and my dad. We got to talk, and it was real good. I got pointed in a direction of I don't need to be afraid. You know, a lot of times people think that you see this big manly man that most people won't attempt to try and do some things with. But there's, I'm afraid. You know, there's a lot of fear that I harbor inside of me. Fear of not being worthy, fear of not being accepted, fear of a whole bunch of things. And told me, don't worry about that. He got it. Out of all the scriptures, Psalm 23, that floored me when I saw that. That's the one I needed.
What about it floored you?
Just a simple fact to know that anything that I'm involved with is right there. And it just made me think about my son when I go and watch him play football. Like Brian said earlier, I can tell how my son walks. I can tell you how my son's breathing. If he's breathing through his nose or out of his mouth. If he's not breathing correctly, I know what my son's doing. So does he now.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh! I've known you for 12 hours
now. Oh, sorry. You didn't want to kiss me.
I hear you're the funny man.
I like to have fun, I guess. It's easy. But then some of that funness, I think, hides. Right. You know? It lets me hide a little bit of fear, a little bit of the shame, a little bit of the pain. You know, I thought coming here that I would be the, I don't know what it is about us. We feel like we're the only one that has that issue. And to hear some of the guys last night, I'm like, dude, I think you live with me. And I know you live with me too, and you live with me because we share some of the same things.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's just great to be able to know that there's other men that have those same issues.
What happened is men were divided.
Right.
We don't know one another. We don't trust one another.
Right.
We don't have one another in our lives. So when we have an issue, we feel like we're all on our own. I got no one.
It's just me.
In reality, we are on our own because that's the way we've structured our lives.
Right.
And when you come to here, it's like, all right, man, I can get with someone, talk with someone.
Right.
And it's
right.
and it's a lid lifter.
Yeah, you're right.
I want to talk right now. There's two kind of males. There are boys and there are men. There are 15-year-old men and there are 45-year-old boys. Your age has nothing to do with whether or not you are a man or a boy. What separates the boys from the men? What are the marks? And there's five of them. A man has a vision for his life, and a boy lives day to day. A man works, and a boy plays. A man is a protector, and a boy is a predator. Men take a minority position, and boys need to be in the majority. A man works for the team, and a boy plays for the MVP. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, it says this: be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men. Act like men. This is a high calling to be a man. Act like men. You and I are not just women who have penises. We're not. Society would tell us men and women are exactly the same, just ovaries and testicles. That's not true. There is a different calling on your life as a man. I'm not saying it's a better calling. I'm just saying it's a different calling. And the sooner you wrestle with the blessing it is to be a man, and you understand what it like that means to act like a man, your life will work. God, thank you for putting us in the fraternity of men. It's an amazing fraternity. Help us to squeeze every ounce of joy and meaningfulness out of the rest of our day. Amen.
I think this trip and just being with you guys being open, it's just made me give a hard look at myself and my actions. Some of the things I think I should have accomplished by my age, you know, it's a lot of just because of my own actions, my own selfishness. I just came kind of like to the forefront, you know. I need to, I don't know, just take a hard look at myself, man. I really do.
Alex, were you a Boy Scout?
Maybe.
You're just like the outdoors guy.
Hey, why don't you tell him the same answer you told me?
What did I tell you? I don't remember.
You said, oh, it's in the white man's handbook. Everybody knows that.
Yes, we got it. We're going to get it. Y'all ready to get it?
Let's do it.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Work, baby. Woo!
Send it. That's all we're gonna do is send it.
Yeah.
Today, Brian talked about not having a role model to show him how to love his Heavenly Father. And myself, I don't know my earthly father. So I have a son. So I say to myself, how do I have a plan to pass on to this 10-year-old boy? And those five marks that he provided illustrated a way for me to be able to provide a blueprint or a plan for my son now. Right now I'm struggling because earlier this year my nephew passed, 46 years old. A couple weeks ago, a friend of mine passed. And I'm thinking to myself, what is going on? These are great men. Great men. And why is their tour done? And it's hard for me to understand because these guys have kids.
And I have a son, and I don't want my son not to be without me. So one of the things I didn't want to do was not be there for my nephew's son. And he's now a handful for his mom. I also stood up and promised that I would be there for the Fig son. You know, so now I have to do that. And now I have to also make sure that my son is not neglected. So I have to make sure, how do I get all these three kids, these three young men, to understand those five marks that Brian gave us. I have to do it. Brother?
Yeah, love it.
You wasn't supposed to make me cry. Man, you gonna fight. 87, go deep.
Brought mac and cheese or something, right?
Oh no, I don't want to entice you. I've got a little pasta primavera.
Ooh.
In the tent.
What?
It'll change your life.
No.
In a bag?
One of those.
Stop.
One of those, if you want to bail
getting
on that.
Excited. He's getting excited.
You see him getting it, right?
Yeah, I do, Lou.
He says all good.
Oh, from home.
Andre.
Yeah, this is,
You wore him out.
They broke you down.
They broke you down, huh?
Yeah. You guys like went and got coffee?
No. No, they could tell, I had a lot of guilt, you know?
So what's your takeaway coming out of that MASH tent?
It was cool, man. They prayed for me, and that message that Brian was talking about, being men and boys, and that really, really hit home, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I was like, wow, you know, like maybe I've been a boy for the past 35 years, you know? That really challenged me to change my actions for sure. I want to do it because it's in my heart to do it. I don't want to do it just because it's the right thing to do, you know? I want to do it because I know it's the right thing to do and I want to do it, you know? That makes sense.
That's great, dude.
I'm going to give you an Army man. And guys, these Army men represent boyish behavior in our lives, like what we heard in that message today. So I'm gonna pass these around, and Andre, as you take that Army man, you think about something that you released in that MASH tent. What boyish behavior you're gonna leave behind? I ask that you throw it in that fire.
Just my selfish lifestyle. I wanna leave that behind, man. I really do.
From the first time I met you, right, when we have our meetings and you would serve coffee, I said, this guy needs friends. Like, he needs community. He needs men around him that will love him for who he is, that will walk with him, and that will build into him. And just know that you can call on me anytime. And I'm just happy where you are in your life right now. I really believe that that this is just the beginning of something that's going to be amazing as far as your life is concerned. You know, walk with Jesus.
Today, when I sat in a MASH tent, I said to Chris, who was one of the guys that, yeah, I guess it's an understanding that instead of my trying to do things, I'll let God do it. So I'll sit in the back seat and let God sit in the front seat. And he said, well, how about if you do this? How about if you get on the tandem bicycle and God rides up front and you ride in the back, but you both pedal the same? Without a doubt, I can't do anything about my situation, and he's got it. And whatever he presents to me is the route that I'm gonna go. So instead of bulldozing through anything, I'm gonna let God lead the way on the tandem bicycle.
Man, that was good.
So my nephew is 46 years old. He's about 14 days younger than I am. And he died on January 9th. A great, great guy, great father, great husband. A little fast forward, last week,
a gentleman with his wife Liz poured into my family, my marriage. He passed. And I sat here and I said, come on. My nephew, great guy, great father, Fig, great guy, great father. And you're taking all these role models away from me. What are you doing? And these guys who I looked at as positive blueprints are now gone. Now gone. And the guys at the MASH tent just stated that it's not your weight to carry. Dad's gonna give you a plan and you're gonna be all right. You ain't gotta worry about that. So this army man goes from all of the negative things that I carry.
Chip, you know, I've been knowing you for a long time, brother. I mean, I admire you, brother. You're faithful in your service and how you serve, how you lead. That's you, man. That's who God made you to be, going up into Lebanon Correctional Institute, police officer going into prisons to share Jesus with men who hate police. Like, dude, that is commendable. That is taking a minority position. And that's you all the way, man. So, spiritual growth.
What's that? It's going to be you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too.
Man camp here. Hopefully tomorrow when I get home. Are you with this group? No, I'm with that.
To have the readiness of a warrior.
When I came here at the start of the weekend, it was with a heavy heart. I'm gonna follow what he has in store for me. I don't know what that is, but that heaviness has been lifted from my heart and from my shoulders.
I've had fears of not being strong enough, not being able to do the things that I needed to do for my family, for my wife, you know, for my friends. And now that fear was ever lifted because our Father does not have fear for us. He does not. He will always be there for us and with us. And this camp showed me that.
Before man camp, I was feeling pretty lost. After man camp, I feel very liberated and ready to make some much needed changes, you know, I know what I need to do.
This thing that we're doing, it just works. You get guys out of their normal rhythms, away from their electronic devices, out in nature, being pushed physically, emotionally, spiritually, and you just see them come alive.
Got to bond with some great guys in the group. We're not gonna let this end. We're gonna continue our fireside chats.
It's refreshing to know that I'm not alone. I have brothers, I have an army, I have a bunch of men that I can lean on, I have a bunch of men that can lean on me, and we don't have to worry about anything because we got a great head coach, and all we got to do is run his play.